This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You cannot reason with leftists. It is an absolute. It's not possible. If someone is an avowed leftist, there is no amount of compromise, there's no amount of convincing that you can do through rational behavior that will make them understand your point of view. They must come to their own conclusions in their own ways. If you think you can compromise with them, you lose. Period. Because in your compromise, you're willing to give ground. They are not. They will not give ground until the catharsis happens, the epiphany hits. And the only way you're going to make that happen is when you stick to your guns. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. I know this. I know what I'm talking about because I've had to deal with leftists my entire life. See, you may have been isolated. There have been ebbs and flows in your life where they kind of dabbled or you wondered or whatever. I've dealt with it. You want to know why? Because I have been a staunch conservative my entire life. Since I became sentient, since I realized who I was as a person, a human being, I knew that I was never one of them. Now, I was supposed to be. That's the difference. You white folks listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, there have been no demands put on you. If you liked Bush, okay, whatever. If you liked Gore, okay, whatever. If you liked Reagan or Carter, okay, whatever. You're a white person. You were a free thinker, free range white people your whole lives. Now, you might piss off a few friends or whatever. Oh, I don't like you. But you haven't dealt with the wrath that you get as a black person who dare go against the grain. I have. That makes me more of an expert than you. Oh, yeah, deal with it. Kevin Jackson is an expert in this stuff. And let me tell you, I have run into more lefties, family members, friends, acquaintances, excuse me, media people, you name it. I've run into more of them than you can shake a stick at. And they all wonder, what is your problem? And let me tell you what I learned in my observations with my degrees in logic and science, you know, STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, my ability to discern, to look at the world and see it for what it is, I determined by watching a bunch of people who were in my shoes, who wanted to compromise, I watched them go down in flames. You want to know why? Because they wanted to just talk it out, to hash it out. Oh, it seems reasonable. You say, well, Kevin, I mean, they've got to be reasonable people. Okay, fine. If you want to believe that a leftist is reasonable, if you want to believe people that want to kill babies up until the point of birth, forget that they want to kill them in the womb when you don't even know it's a baby. They want to kill them at the point of birth. Some of them want to kill them up until the point they become self-aware. Not kidding. These are the people that will put the lives of tax-paying citizens behind the criminals who come over and do harm and destruction to us. I could go on. You think they're reasonable? These are the people that get mad at the president when he tells our friends, and I use my finger quotes, pay your doggone bills, NATO. Oh, look at him. Look at what he's trying to do. Oh, my gosh. These are the people that will borrow $5 from you and be mad when you ask for it back. I'm talking about multimillionaires. Give a leftist multimillionaire, if he says, hey, Kevin, I left my wallet at home. You happen to have $100. I was going to pick this up for my wife. Sure, here you go. Try to get that $100 back. I don't care if it's Steven Spielberg. They will cut you off at the knees. They will take away things from you. They will take away roles and opportunities because you dare ask for your own money back. Oh, really? You want that $100 back? Well, sure. Here's your $100. But you just lost a spot in the movie. $5 million. Really? Because I dare ask you to pay back the money. Look, you know these people. Don't act like you don't know. You can play games with your friends out there in the non-radio world, but you ain't going to play games on Kevin Jackson. I know exactly what I'm talking about. And me, God forbid, I go to a family reunion. Everybody's talking about Obama, wearing Obama shirts. I'm like, man, why are you wearing that clown shirt? What? Huh? Hey, I'm going to get my pistol. It's crazy. Be a black person. Go on TV and say, you know what? I think Trump does an amazing job. I think Trump has done this for blacks, women, Latinos, whatever. Oh, look at you, Uncle Tom, and over there on TV, Tom, and you, Tom, and yeah, Tom, Tom, Uncle Tom, Tim, Tom, and Tom, Tom. That's what they do. So don't talk to me about compromise. The only time you can even come close to you want to know how you compromise? I'm going to give you the secret. I've done this on many a black folk. I've done it on many a crazy behind white people too. Millennials, all of them. You know what I do? I look them dead in their eyes and I say, if you think I'm going to change my mind and become an idiot like you, you must be smoking that weed they give away in Colorado. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I think you're a lunatic. For you to want Hillary Clinton shows me how crazy you are. For you to have admitted publicly that you voted for baby black Jesus shows me just how demented you are. What it proves to me is you're willing to go with the flow. You know Barack Obama sucked as a president. He sucked as a candidate. He sucks as a president. And he sucks as an ex-president. And if you think I'm going to compromise on that, you must be out of your ever-loving mind. You know what they do?
Well, I mean,
and they hem and they haw. Say it with some emotion. Say it with some feeling. Like, you will not convert me. And they're like, wow. I had a Muslim dude in the car. I was in a taxi in D.C. talking to me about Islam. Yeah, blah, Islam, 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 Islam. I got out of that cab. I was riding there. I said, man, let me explain something to you. I'm a Christian. I will forever be a Christian. There is nothing you're going to tell me that will attract me to Islam. Nothing. Are we done? Because I got nothing to do with your religion. You enjoy your religion. I got nothing against you enjoying your religion. But if you think you're going to convert me in a cab ride, you must be out of your mind. And just so we're clear, I will never convert to Islam. I mean, I was to the point where I was like ready to go to blows with this dude. You're Islam and Christian. I was like, you can raise your voice all you want, but I ain't the dude to be doing it to. He got back in his cab and drove off like he needed to. It was going to get ugly.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats are guilty of sin and plotting a coup against Donald Trump. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. I tell you that because I said earlier in the broadcast, you cannot compromise with Democrats. Democrats are caught. They know what they've done. They attempted a coup. There is so much overwhelming evidence to believe otherwise. You would have to be a clown of the highest order. You would have to be the chancellor of clown school. And yet, Democrats try to sell the lie. And they bounced around. It's Mueller's fault. He was supposed to do his job, and he didn't. It's Barr's fault. Trump is he's a racist. And they go on and on and on. And there is not one single bit of evidence pointing towards Trump. There is overwhelming evidence, and it's going to come out, Art. It's going to come out, Carl. It's going to come out, other people who write to me routinely going, what's going to happen, Kev? Dude, let us know. I'm telling you what's going to happen. But what I'm also telling you is that you want to compromise with a deranged individual. That's like a serial killer. You know, like they'll say, keep whispering if they kidnap your kid, keep whispering the name of your child and let them humanize your child so that they will see the person as a child and not an object. You know what happens? They kill them. They rape them and kill them and put them in a shallow grave, and they find them, and they go, we were hoping that it was going to get through to them. When you're dealing with a leftist, you're trying to get through to the mind of a serial killer, a reptilian brain. It knows only one thing. Why would somebody, while we're on serial killers and Democrats, because that's what they are for the most part, they would kill you in a New York minute. I know you're out there going, Kevin, you, man, that was a little harsh. That was a little harsh. Let me ask you this. There are people that want to kill you if you don't believe in climate change, put you in jail. There are people that want to kill you if you don't want to use the right gender in what they call it, misgendering. There are people that will beat the crap out of you or try to kill you if you tell them you don't like Barack Obama or that you are for Donald Trump. I don't need to pretend for this. It is a fact. These people are serial killers. The men on the left would rather not. They don't want to compromise with a woman. They just rather beat the hell out of them. The women on the left, they don't want to compromise with men. They want us dead. There's a woman that said she wants men castrated. Some of them, they don't think I'm kidding. Go Google any of the things I'm talking about and tell me I'm a liar. I dare you, brain-dead moronic leftists, to call this show 844-551-8255 and tell me that what I said doesn't exist. Exactly. Go look it up. I got all day. I'm not compromising with clowns. I'm not compromising with people who want to do us harm, and they know they're wrong. That's the difference. They know they're wrong. They don't want you to challenge their dogma because then they got to challenge themselves. I did an entire show on the psychology of being wrong. Nobody likes it, but most of us outgrow it. We understand that sometimes you're going to be wrong. Yeah, I remember when so-and-so won the championship in 2 years ago. No, Kevin, that was another team. Oh, it was? Oh, okay. But if, no, it wasn't. Yes, it was. No, it wasn't. You prove it. Then they prove it, and you're like, well, so what? I mean, we're adults here, conservatives, pragmatists. We can deal with this stuff. But the left can't. And they are the equivalent of serial killers because in a New York minute, they would wipe you out over whatever their cause is. If you're, I won't want to say pro-war, but if you believe in war, with Iraq, there are people out there on the left that want you dead. Let me put it to you this way. Conservatives, pragmatists, if you disagree with the left, let's say you were for the bombing of Saddam Hussein and they were not. I don't believe in my heart of hearts there's a person amongst us, or among us, I guess is the right word, unless I want to go biblical, amongst or British. But anyway, there's not a person among us who wants to see them harmed. If you believe in open borders, I don't. Oh, we got to kill y'all. We're going to kill you dead. No, I just go, well, we agree to disagree. Because, the people that I know who are for open borders, they're the people that aren't working hard. They're the people that, they're pikers. They don't have to put in any time to make a buck. Because in order to make a buck, you better make $250. In this government, people out there, those leftists, they are liars. They will destroy people's lives. They will destroy your career over a technicality, over them being wrong and you being right, over the fact that they disagree with your ideology. You don't have to believe me. Ask Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Ask Justice Clarence Thomas. Ask Bill Cosby. Ask half of these Hollywood elite men who were running networks and had, consensual sexual relationships with, some woman that they met through the thing that are now been thrown under the bus. They've lost their careers. Some of them have lost marriages, access to their children and all kinds of things. And ask yourself this. This is the most critical question. Do you think the left cares? Allow me to answer. No, they do not. It's a rhetorical question. They don't care about Cosby. They don't care about Kavanaugh. It's funny. Where are the Kavanaugh accusers? People that accuse this man of the most heinous crimes, you would think somebody, the Me Too movement, would go, we're not letting this go. We're going to follow up. We're going to make sure these women get justice. Isn't that what they always talk about? Justice. Remember, we got to make sure that the Kavanaugh is never going to see this, that, and the other. They did a poll of Kavanaugh versus Ginsburg. Did you see this on Twitter? The left, NBC or somebody, MSNBC, one of them. Oh, who would you rather see more justices like Ginsburg or Kavanaugh? Overwhelmingly, Kavanaugh. It was a leftist organization that ran the poll. It was so bad, they took it down. Let me ask you this. If Kavanaugh is a serial rapist, I'm just using him as an example, and you got these three lying skanks that believe that he was, why do you not follow up with them? Why does Blasey Ford, why isn't she leading the Me Too movement? Why aren't you putting it front and center into everything? Why has she pretty much disappeared into obscurity? Huh, Fox News? I can tell you why. Because she was completely unbelievable, and nobody wants to own it, not even the dumb butt leftist. What was I going to talk about? I want to talk about AOC. Because AOC said she wasn't being literal when she said that the earth was doomed in 12 years. I wasn't being literal. I was just making a point. Making a point of what? If I was 12 years old, I would be looking to get married. If I'm only going to live to be 24, I would be like, I better find me a babe pretty quick. Give me some children's, because I ain't going to have any grandchildren's. So let me just go and do my thing now. Oh, yeah. I was just throwing a number out there. It wasn't for reals. Well, you know what? A lot of people took it that way. You know what that letter do? Conveniently walk back her lie. Conveniently walk back what she's probably learning about global climate change, which is it's nothing more than weather. And the earth is going to survive whatever length of time it's going to survive, whether we're on it or not. More when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Buy now. You know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders has a message for everyone regarding President Trump's new immigration plan.
But this plan is focused on a different part of fixing the immigration system, and we'd like for people to not reject it before they even sit down and really learn about it.
President Trump is set to lay out his immigration plan at the White House just after 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Non-essential American personnel in Iraq are heading home after the Defense Department warned of a possible threat from Iranian-backed forces. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News about the increased tensions between the United States and Iran.
The president shot down the idea we're going to deploy 120,000 people. But removing personnel from embassies and consulates is clearly a serious move by the State Department. They feel the threat.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
A new chapter has begun in the downfall of the Democrats. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I'm reading this. I think it came from the Gateway Pundit, my good buddy Jim Hoft. Swamp Creature FBI Director Chris Wray and FBI Brass have yet to condemn the Obama administration spying on the opposition party during the 2016 election. The FBI sent several undercover agents to infiltrate the campaign and entrap Trump campaign officials in nefarious acts. The liberal mainstream media is just starting to admit this happened during the election. It's still not clear how many deep state FBI plants were used to entrap Trump campaign officials. I would say to try to entrap. Here's a clip from Christopher Wray himself. He's asked a question, but notice he's not asked a question about Trump specifically. The lady asked a question about the mafia and other stuff, and this is how he answers.
I'd like to follow up on Senator Moran's question about the hearing we had with Attorney General Barr, because I was very concerned by his use of the word spying, which I think is a very loaded word. It conjures a criminal connotation. And I want to ask you, and I'd appreciate a yes or no answer if possible, when FBI agents conduct investigations against alleged mobsters, suspected terrorists, other criminals, do you believe that they're engaging in spying when they're following FBI investigative policies and procedures?
Well, that's not the term I would use.
Thank you. So I would say that's a no to that question.
Well, I mean, look, there are lots of people have different colloquial phrases. I believe that the FBI is engaged in investigative activity, and part of investigative activity includes surveillance activity of different shapes and sizes. And to me, the key question is making sure that it's done by the book, consistent with our lawful authorities. That's the key question. Different people use different colloquial phrases.
Now, I don't know if you caught it, but Ray has some wiggle room out of this particular conversation. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. See, a lot of people immediately jumped on Ray and went, oh, well, listen to what he says. He's not real willing to admit it. That's what my buddy Jim Hoff did. He said that. He wrote that. But here's what she was asked. She says, when you talk about spying, it has a criminal connotation. Would you consider it spying if you spy on mobsters, suspected terrorists, and other criminals? And Ray goes, no, that's not how I'd characterize it. And he's exactly right. If you're spying on mobsters and suspected terrorists and other criminals, it isn't spying. You're doing surveillance and whatever, you know, euphemisms he wants to say. But when you're planting people inside of a campaign where you don't know In other words, the FBI's supposition is that the Russians are doing wrong inside of the campaign. So why do you plant spies, surveil, or anything else, the campaign? See, Donald Trump is not a mobster. He's not a suspected terrorist, nor is he any other criminal. He doesn't fit the definition. Now, Ray answered the question that he was asked. But if he were really on our side, he'd say, well, first of all, Congresswoman or Senator or whatever she was, I don't think you've characterized the question properly. Donald Trump is neither a mobster, suspected terrorist, or other criminal. So what the FBI did to him is absolutely spying, and it was done wrongly. I think you guys get it. But here's what I'll tell you. It's not going to end there, and it's not going to end well for the FBI. And this is why I will tell you that it isn't. Because Donald Trump is now directly involved. He's gone on offense. I told you before, the Mueller report took it from witch hunt to con job, the president's own language. And now he's singling people out. He called out Comey. Comey is in huge trouble. I will celebrate the day that Comey is sent to prison, and so will you. Not because of bad karma, but because wrongs will have been made right. Right will have won in this scenario. And Chris Ray is the next one. Because Donald Trump is telling you exactly what I said. He's saying, you had your opportunity to say they were spying on my campaign. The same way that AG Barr said they were spying on my campaign. You had your opportunity and you blew it. Now, as I said, Ray can have wiggle room and say, that wasn't the question I was asked. But he answered that question like a swamp rat. Yeah. So I think that we're going to find ourselves in an interesting time with Ray. And I will tell you this, the Democrats are hemorrhaging at this point. It was a poll, Donald Trump. And let's just call this bad news episode for the Democrats number 2317. All right? On the Kevin Jackson Show. Because we talk about it often, and it needs to be talked about. Bad news for the Democrats. President Trump called Ray out specifically, but he's gaining more and more power. It's like Avengers. You get all the Infinity Stones, and then you have ultimate power. Donald Trump is getting all the Infinity Stones. Here's what they write. Here's a poll. I don't know who did this poll. President Trump holds critical advantages in the collection of key 2020 battleground states, according to fresh data from a Republican pollster. Trump's approval rating was 50% or higher in four of the six states tested, Florida, Iowa, Pennsylvania, and Texas, and 49% in Wisconsin. In Texas, Trump led Democrat O'Rourke, former congressman from El Paso, vying for his party's presidential nomination in a hypothetical matchup. In Iowa, perennial swing state, Trump dropped former VP Joe Biden, Democratic frontrunner. In both states, President garnered support of 49% of poll correspondents. Let me just put it this way. With all the people in the race, and a bunch of them, you know, obviously Democrats, the Democrats got nobody anywhere close to Trump. If he's at 49%, you can bet their best candidate's in his 30s at best. Anyway, so the president's kicking their butts. It says the survey commissioned by an independent advocacy group and provided to the Washington Examiner revealed a few red flags for Trump, mostly in Michigan, where the Electoral College votes are crucial. His job approval was 45% with 50% disapproving. Let me tell you, there is no way, no how, in anywhere in this country that the seasoned voters, the people who are most likely to vote, would give Donald Trump a 50% disapproval for his performance. Nowhere in the country. That's why I tell you, when the polls are good, I'm not telling you that, because I don't consider this good for Trump. Oh, he's at above 50% in Florida, Iowa, Pennsylvania, and Texas. Okay, great. If that makes you feel good, fine. For me, it's a trend. And what it tells me is if he's polling over 50% now, he's probably 60 to 63%. I'm going to put a fudge factor on all these numbers. See, Trump was supported, they said, by a paltry 42% of poll respondents when asked to choose between him and Biden. Additionally, only a plurality, 47%, approved of the job Trump is doing on, quote, securing fair trade deals. It's ridiculous. But here's the thing. Be happy that it's right now that all this nonsense is occurring. Because let me tell you, when the China trade deal is done, as the economy continues to move in the direction that it will obviously have to move in 2020, there is no going backwards. It would take a disaster of mammoth proportions for us to go backwards. So if it continues doing what it's doing and Trump ramps up the machine, don't sweat it. Don't sweat it. They said in each of the other five states tested, Trump scored at least 50% approval on that question. So the good news is, if this helps the Trump campaign sort of hone in on where it wants to spend its time, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. So what's going to happen in the meantime? Well, the feeding frenzy is going to continue because the Democrats are eating their own. I could talk, and maybe we'll dedicate the rest of the show, because I'm telling you, I got nothing but good news for you. Nothing but good news. What pollsters are predicting for the Democrats, how the Democrats got hosed by Comey, how they're in complete turmoil, so much so that, as I alluded earlier in the broadcast, they're wondering, is Hillary Clinton going to run? Bill de Blasio supposedly threw his hat in the ring. I don't know if that's official yet, but I read where he was going to. And get this. The woman who lost her Senate attempt to steal a Senate seat in Georgia, Stacey Abrams, is talking about getting into the presidential race. That's how bad things are for the Democrats. You've got O'Rourke, a loser, Abrams a loser, Joe Biden, two-time, soon-to-be three-time loser, Bernie Sanders, one-time loser, and I could go on, all vying to be president of the United States, and none of them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I don't feel sorry for Democrats. Not at all. Brought everything that's about to happen to them on themselves, and they deserve it. This is karma. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Bad News for Democrats, episode whatever number. Whatever number. It's bad news. Trump's polling. Speaking of which, there's a new poll that came out, and this is forget Trump's polling, which, by the way, is going to be spectacular. Just let the election get closer and closer. It's going to be spectacular. But here's what gets me. Bernie Socialist Sanders, who wants his fat bank account and to spend it too, who wants to have his cake and eat it too. Mr. Let Them Eat Cake mocks, the leftist who believed in him to be a true socialist while he's got multiple houses and multiple cars. He gets mocked for being a socialist turned millionaire. His own peers now are after him. 2 weeks ago, Bernie was in big trouble. And by the way, I still think he is. But I'll get to why, there's some contradictory information there. But Bernie Sanders was mocked by the left because he's the richest socialist they've ever seen. He's a millionaire. I'm a millionaire. I wrote a book. You want me to be upset because I wrote? No, I don't want you to be anything. I want you to give away your money. If you made $200,000 last year and you made $1.5 million this year, I want you to give away $1.3 million. See, that would tell me what you're really about. Because if you don't, I don't think you're a socialist. But his peers recognize the hypocrisy of the newly minted millionaire who still pretends to fight for the little guy. And The Hill describes Sanders. He didn't like the criticism. Here's what they wrote. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, a candidate running for the Democrat Party's presidential nomination, penned a letter. It was critical of a liberal think tank. According to Sanders, the Center for American Progress is making what he believes are undue criticisms of himself and other progressive candidates. Sanders wrote a letter to the organization whose news site, Think Progress, recently published critical posts of the candidate and explained his frustrations. He says, last week, you published an article on Think Progress criticizing me for my appearance and my income I earned from writing a book. Then a day later, you published a video that dishonestly attacked me for hypocrisy in my effort to address income inequality in America, a video that was excitedly discussed on many conservative websites. So they're getting to him. They're mad at him because they know he is a turncoat sellout. That's what Bernie Sanders is. And trust me, here's what I would say to Bernie. Prove to the Democrats that you can draw the crowd you drew in 2015, 2016. Prove it. Start speaking. Get out there. See what the cacophony of voices going, we want Bernie. We want Bernie. Yeah, they don't exist. They're like the Who in Whoville. Time for Sanders to practice what he preaches? Anyway, maybe he doesn't. Maybe he won't need to. Not according to Frank Luntz. Pollster Frank Luntz, in his appearance on Fox News Channel's Media Buzz, shared his findings about a poll. Apparently the term capitalism no longer polls well with the American people. So Luntz predicts that Senator Bernie Sanders is most likely to win the Democratic nomination for president, not creepy Joe Biden. And according to Luntz, Sanders' message of Democrat socialism plays well with the left. It's not that principles are dead. In fact, the principles of economic freedom are alive and well, Luntz explained. But capitalism itself has been so demonized by the media that if you want to oppose socialism, you oppose it by talking about freedom, not capitalism. I don't know that I believe that, because Frank Luntz, as far as I'm concerned, is as big of a lefty as any of the other politicos out there. But here's what I do know. I know that Biden is not going to be the Democrats' choice. They've attempted to shoehorn Biden in because there are some internal polling with the Democrats where they think Biden is the best possible choice to beat Trump. But as I've said for some time, Biden has major issues to overcome. First of all, his creepiness. And then he's got all these issues around how he's treated blacks, how he's voted on legislation. Now, I mean, you name it. This guy's got baggage. He needs a handler, a baggage handler. You can't just carry your baggage up to the hotel room yourself. You know, sometimes you go in and a concierge will say, do you need help with those bags? No, I just got a book, book bag or what do they call it? What do you call it? Your knapsack and my briefcase. I'm good. I'm good, man. Thank you. Thank you, though. No, Biden is like, you know, one of these rich women traveling overseas where he's got trunks and trunks and travel baskets and suits, you know, hangers and all that. And you got to bring the concierge, two of them, with those rolling dollies to bring up. That's how much baggage that Negro's got. You know what I'm saying? So Biden is damaged goods beyond belief. And here's what's funny about it. The Democrats are trying their darndest to shoehorn this guy, and they need him to become the de facto leader because they don't want to spend a fortune fighting each other. But they already have. And it's only going to get worse because Biden can't gain traction. There was a poll that came out a week ago. Biden leapfrogs everybody. He's way ahead. Go look at the polls. The people haven't done anything, and the polls have closed. I don't know who wrote the puff piece. It was like, there was a poll of the Biden family in Scranton, and Biden leapfrogged all the other candidates. Surprisingly, you know, 57% of Biden's family is foreign, leaving the others in the dust. So Biden's got serious problems. He can't pull away. And you know what? There's a contingent of Democrats that are going, honestly, we don't want Biden. We're afraid of what this guy can do. No, we need to stop it. But the Democrats have another problem. And that has to do with Bernie Sanders. See, because most of the Democrats know that Bernie Sanders is a sellout. Bernie Sanders copped a plea, took a deal with the Clintons. And forget his book. Here's what Bernie Sanders won't let you know. Bernie Sanders' book didn't sell. His advance or whatever he got for those book sales wasn't because Bernie was such an amazing writer and people wanted his stuff. What Bernie did is he brokered a deal with the Clintons and their cronies to make sure that there'd be X number of books sold the minute that his book became available. So there were orders already ready to go because of the Clintons. Do you think anybody gives a crap what Bernie Sanders has to say? Bernie couldn't sell 50 books on his own. The Clintons said to the publisher, when Bernie releases his book, we'll take 50,000 copies. And expect others to call in and buy 10,000 or 2,000 or 5,000. Before the book even hit the ground, Bernie had sold probably 500,000 books. Nothing to do with him. Nothing to do with his ability. Nada. That was the payback. Write your book. You're going to make a lot of money, but get out of my way. And Bernie took the deal. Because he's a sellout. But his sellout to Clinton is not going to help him. Candidate Trump could have beaten Bernie Sanders, but President Trump will beat him to within an inch of his life. And the idea that Sanders surges shows that the Democrats have serious problems ahead. Frank Luntz is predicting Sanders is going to win the Democrat nomination while they're trying to tell us Joe Biden is the man. Now, they have 20-something other candidates. Black women, white women, Latinos, Latinas, whatever. They got it all. What are they going to do with them? They're going to stop running? All those guys going to coalesce around the new leader? The Democrats are putting their thumbs on the scale. I don't know who's going to come out of it. They have no good candidate. But Trump's going to beat any one of them. And suddenly, the guy who they think was the most likely to beat Trump, because that's all that Biden represents to them, they don't care about the political ideology. They don't care if Biden used to smoke black babies, roll them up in marijuana cigarettes. They don't care about any of that. They care, can he beat Trump? And it shows you the level of desperation when Frank Luntz, who's nothing but a lefty himself, says, I think Bernie Sanders is going to get the nomination. Really? In spite of everything they're doing to position Joe Biden? And what about all the other candidates? Aren't they all good? You know the short answer to that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.